Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
One of my friends, Jackie, she revealed over the weekend that she has got a VUBA.
A VUBA. All right, what's a VUBA?
So a VUBA is like an Uber, but this is her own personal on-call taxi service.
Oh, so it's a VW.
No. It's actually her mum, Valerie.
Oh.
Who she calls...
Valuber.
She's a VUBA.
No.
She's a VUBA because, you know, and she goes to me because we were out at the links having a couple of bevvies and she said, I'll just call my VUBA. And I went, do you mean Uber? And she goes, no, I'm a VUBA. And I'm like, what's a VUBA? Is that like a new, are they taking on Uber? And she goes, no, it's my mum. And so her mum, Valerie, is the family VUBA. They even bought her for Christmas a key ring with VUBA on it because she's the one who they will call when they need to get a lift anywhere. And I was like, that's cool. But the good thing is, too, with this, Damien, is anyone can get on the bandwagon. So you could be a DUBA.
I am a DUBA.
And Dino, you'd be a DUBA as
DUBA?
Well.
Yeah.
So, you know, got to go, I'm going to call the DUBA.
And what are you? You're a MOOBER.
No, I'm a JUBA. My name starts with J.
Well, I was thinking of mum.
Yeah,
MOOBER.
No. Oh, there's plenty of MOOBERs across the Illawarra. But I'm a JUBA. But actually, when we were at the links, I said to Milka, I'm like, I'm a JUBA. And I said, whenever you need to leave home, you could just call a JUBA. And then he just looked at me and went... I said, yeah, right, that'd be like, you'd be like the Hayley Comets of Ubers. You'd come and be available for a lift home once every 76 years.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade, you have been on a TV game show, haven't you?
I have, Damien, I have. The Price is Right, my friend.
The Price is Right. And not only did you go on to The Price is Right, you called Larry Ender by the wrong name. You were also weren't you wearing your bedroom slippers as well on the show?
Yeah, I have my moccasins on because I was sick, so I wore them in the car and meant to change in the car and put my shoes on, but I forgot. And then by then it was too late. We were in the studio for the day and I thought no one would ever know until I got called up onto the stage.
Lo and behold. Now, when you actually got called up to be on the stage,
was it
nerve-wracking?
Yeah, it was nerve-wracking, but it was really exciting. I actually morphed into one of those, you know, those people that play game shows that, like, jump up and down and shake their hand. Like, I was that person. I kept jumping up and down and clapping my hands together. Like, I just morphed into one of those contestants. But definitely nerve-wracking and really surreal, actually, because, yeah, you don't expect to win the showcase.
Well, no, you don't. But, you know, that, which was an amazing result. But I do think that when people go on shows like this, they do change somehow. You know, their mind gets, I don't know, something happens to their mind and they go berserk or they lose control.
Yeah.
I've just sent you a video of a show from America. We all know it very well. It's called Wheel of Fortune.
Oh,
all right.
Love that show.
A great game. Now, it's the final round. Uh-huh. They're all there and they're trying to figure out what the word is. Now, the word is another feather in your cap.
Right.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard that expression,
haven't you? Yeah, another feather in your cap, yeah.
All right. Hit play and check how this plays out. They were obviously very nervous.
Okay.
500.
Why?
One Y.
Okay. So she's getting a letter.
Say another. Okay, a bell?
Okay.
An O.
Two O's.
I already know what it is. I would have guessed
you
that.
You can see it a mile away, can't you? There's no...
Okay.
Another feather in your hat.
All right. Christopher. Like, she has everything except for the last word.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Someone's about to be... Oh, 650.
G. No G.
He asked for a G? What?
Why would you ask for a G?
It's like there's four letters left. Like, you can see it.
Uh-oh, the bankrupt.
Someone's just become bankrupt. Oh, my
Someone
God.
Someone became bankrupt.
This is...
You try to solve the puzzle?
I'll solve?
Okay.
Oh, here she goes.
Another feather in your lap.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
another
geez.
Feather is moving around. Christopher.
Another feather in your lap.
That famous expression, another feather in your lap.
Yeah, because we've heard
900.
That.
900.
D.
D? No.
D.
Yes.
What the heck?
I mean, they need two letters here.
Please.
Thomas, I think the wheel got... Laura, you have another opportunity.
Here she is. Here she is.
You can try to solve the puzzle. What do you want to do?
Go on, Laura.
It's unlucky.
Go ahead and spin if you don't know.
I'm going to go ahead and spin.
Yeah, get buzzed out.
Go on, Laura.
Come on, Laura, please.
Come on, you can do it, Laura. All you got to say is cap.
Well, what letter would you like?
a P?
Yes,
that's good. Oh, excellent. Right. We are gonna solve this.
Spin or solve.
I will solve.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another feather in your map.
Oh my God.
Christopher, it's your turn.
Honestly. You can just see that lady who's the one that turns the letters. Oh, she's just...
Oh, my God.
Thomas, you have no money. I don't know.
Someone just went...
I'll spin.
Okay, here we go. Oh, all right, just... Come on, guys.
Both guys have gone bankrupt.
What letter would you like?
A C.
Is there a C up there anywhere?
Oh, thank God.
There you go. You want to solve this?
All right.
I'll solve.
Go on, solve it.
Another feather in your cap.
Yeah.
Stop. Thank God for that.
Thank God.
Bloody hell.
They're all scientists in America, all three of those contestants.
Yeah.
they're actually part of Trump's election team.
That's right.
Wheel of dumbasses.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Wow, they make me look smart. I'm going to go and make a fortune in the States.
Isn't that atrocious? Those poor unfortunates. I mean, clearly she's never heard. Has she ever heard the word cap before?
Yeah, I don't know.
Another feather in your map.
She's even got glasses on to look smart, but they're not helping.
All right, thing. You can check out that video.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien and Jade's Topic Train. Topic Train.
We toss around a few stories making headlines today. This one's been out and about for a while, guys, but officially confirmed yesterday. Iconic Aussie soap Neighbours has officially been cancelled after nearly 40 years on our screens.
Wow.
40 years.
It's gone. So is that cancelled in Australia or is it just the UK?
Well, production of the show, which has been running now for nearly 9,000 episodes.
Yeah.
The production is going to stop in June.
Of course, because it's actually the UK that's bankrolling the production of Neighbours.
Yeah, predominantly.
No one really watches it anymore.
And the final episodes will air in Australia during the month of August. But I noticed in their press release they did say it's been put on hold. They didn't say it's been totally...
Yeah, that's what they say because they don't want everyone to think, Ramsay Street, we've pulled out the street sign and thrown it in the bin.
Yeah.
They've
got
to bring Scott and Charlene back. They've got to bring them back. That's what I'd be doing.
I don't think it's going to happen.
After 40 years, generations have grown up with that show. But
they have.
Question without notice here. What was your favourite TV show growing up as a kid?
Ooh. Oh. You know, for me, actually, I have to say, there was a show over in the UK and Ireland called Jim Will Fix It. Jim Will Fix It. Now, Jimmy Savile, he was the host of it. Actually, I think he's in jail now, actually, for crimes. But anyway, as it turns out, he was up to a lot of business.
Yeah.
But the whole idea was you wrote him a letter every single week saying, hey, Jim, can you fix it for me to visit a Cadbury's chocolate factory? Oh. You know, and then he'd do a whole segment about a kid being brought into a factory and getting a lifetime supply of chocolate. And I'd write him every single week saying, Dear Jim, please can I go to Disney World?
Right. And did Jim ever fix that for you?
Jim never fixed it for me. No.
I wonder if he's going to be writing letters to other people now going, can you fix it to get me out of jail?
he's writing to lawyers.
Yeah, that's right. Can you fix it? My favourite TV show was You Can't Do That on Television. I don't even know. This is like an 80s show I remember growing up to. And it was like, I think it was a Canadian show or something, I think. But it was basically a comedy sketch, but it was with not adults. It was like young people, like pre-teens and teenagers. Alanis Morissette, she was actually in the series. And that was like the green slime. They used to get slimed if they said, oh, you can't do that. Or I don't know. If they said, I don't know, you got slimed. And if you said water, you got water on you.
Oh, right.
That was the first time I remember seeing green slime on television. And then, of course, Nickelodeon did it in that afterwards, but I loved that show.
Slime was awesome. We all wanted to be slimed.
Yeah, I know. Geez. I wanted someone to slime me. Like, I really did. I was like, I'd love to be on that show just to get slimed.
Okay. Well, look, here's one for you. Maybe this weekend, Damo, as you're still in lockdown with Omicron at home there, maybe a bit of binge watching, but this new Netflix series about worst roommates people have had.
A lot of talk
on social media about that this morning. The series tells the stories of four roommates who seem harmless at first, but all roommates seem harmless at first, but whose true terrifying colours eventually become clear. So looking forward to checking that out myself this weekend. So for you guys, you've done a bit of room sharing and house sharing through the years, both of you. Worst roommate ever?
Oh, well, you know what? I had a shared house. It was the first place I moved into in Dublin. And look, they weren't bad. I shared with two guys, but there was one guy. He wasn't the worst. But every time him and his girlfriend would have a night in, they would blare opera music at the time. And every single time I heard Pavarotti blasting from his room, I went, oh, no, here we go. Oh, jeez. Pavarotti wailing in the other room. You're
tapping out the beat.
come on, lads.
Oh, I've had a few bad roommates. Mm. One of them in particular, I remember I took her in and she because she was homeless and had two kids. And then I went away for 2 weeks, came back and had a $900 bill to a psychic. And then the other roommate I had was this guy called Reese in Sydney. Was three girls and him, and we noticed our underwear had started going missing, and he was stealing it off the line.
Oh, no.
That's creepy. Ew. We got rid of Reese quickly after that.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I'm pretty excited today, guys. Yes, I am. All right. Friday.
It is Friday, that's for sure.
And as you know, I've been locked up with COVID at home in isolation, the whole family in here.
Yep.
We're almost at Freedom Day, which is, I think, tomorrow, maybe. I think it's tomorrow or maybe it's Sunday. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But I've discovered that my hair is a bit wild and woolly. I think I'm going to get a haircut today.
Really? Yeah. Oh, show it. Because you've got a hat on. You've actually had a hat on for most of the week. And I thought, hey, hello, Willy Wonka. You've got the Willy Wonka, the crazy Willy Wonka hair. It's all curly and fluffy up on your head.
Well, that's right. It's wild and woolly. It gets very clown-like. But the good news is, because we're at home, Eileen's going to cut my hair.
Oh,
yeah.
Your wife, has Eileen ever cut your hair before?
Nice music there, Dino.
Hey.
Is this?
Yeah.
It's a haircut. Yeah. It's not foreplay.
Come on. Wait, I mean, have you ever given Milko a haircut like a real kind of, you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I did get a haircut. And like everything in our household, it was ruined because the kids wanted to have a go.
Hang on a minute. Am I a bit slow on a Friday?
Kids ruined it again.
Am I a bit slow? So is this a haircut or is haircut your code word?
Oh, no. our code word was always... are we going to get to the insurance tonight?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we're going to.
I don't know why that became the cold word, but it did.
That's
you know, if we're talking about insurance, it meant things are getting.
Yeah,
no, but I mean, a haircut is a very sensual experience, you know. I mean, I think of when we were first started dating, you know, back in those days, Eileen would often cut my hair and. You know, it's just that whole fingers running through your hair, that kind of vibe can lead to... Nowadays, it's changed, you know, because now Ireland will get in there and then I'll go, yeah, that's looking good. So, you think we should put a dye in it?
When did you last have a haircut from Ireland?
I think it's been about a year since the last time it was.
It totally could be COVID.
It could be. Yeah.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
This is Jade and Damien's Thabo Ping Pong.
You guys so damn competitive, and this is the game to sort you out at the end of the week. I know, Damo, you are battling Omicron, although you're coming out the back end of it, but this could be just the thing to lift your spirits and get you into the weekend, all right?
Yeah, I like what you're saying there, Dino. Yeah, lift my spirits. Mm. Right. That doesn't mean that you kind of back off, Jade. You know, you just play your usual bad game and... And things should just work out just fine.
All right. Well, so let's see how we go.
Best of three topics.
Yep.
I present you with a topic, and then you fire those back across back across the old net.
Yes.
If you take too long, though, you're out. If you repeat a word within that topic, wrong answer. Well, that's a as well. Are you good to go?
Yes.
Now, who's going first?
You can go first, Damien. Could you?
Okay.
Sick?
I'm closing my eyes so that I can. Concentrate.
Okay. All right. Damo's going to go first. Your first topic for verbal ping pong, things that you would find typically in a glove box.
License.
Chewing gum.
Tissues.
Cutlery.
Nappies.
Lip gloss.
Learner driver sticker things.
Batteries.
Keys.
Car manual.
Sunglasses.
Service log for the car.
Spare keys.
Band-aids.
Toolkit.
first aid kit. Spare keys. You've already said keys. Lollies. And then you said keys.
No, you're disrupting the game by that. I'm sorry. Dino, stop it. Stop the music. All right.
Charger.
No, you disrupted the game there to try and buy
deodorant.
Yourself some time.
No, I didn't. I was your go, but you can't say keys and then spare keys. That's cheating.
They
you said I could
the-
go chewing gum. Wrigley's extra chewing gum.
No.
Peter's.
There is a difference between, I don't know about you, but my main keys and my spare set do not look the same. They're a very different set of keys.
I don't know who's won that. So, look, we'll call that one a draw at this point in time.
We'll
move on to round two and see if we can resolve things here. All right, round two in verbal ping pong. Your topic is, Jade to go first, breeds of dog.
Shih Tzu.
Chihuahua.
Labrador.
Moodle.
Labradoodle.
German Shepherd.
Rottweiler.
Red Terrier.
Staffy.
Irish Terrier.
American Staffy.
Fox Terrier.
Border Collie.
Terrier.
Pug.
Little Shih Tzu.
That's the first one I said.
All right. That's a win to Jade. Oh, I reckon it's going to just come down to this one this morning. All right, verbal ping pong.
That's one win each.
No, it is not. You cheated.
That's a win each.
Go. Let's do this. The third and final round. Okay. Here we go. Words used to describe your partner.
Fabulous.
Gorgeous.
Wonderful.
Beautiful.
One of a kind.
Delicious.
Snag.
Amazing.
Best hubby ever.
Best what?
Hubby ever.
Oh, I thought you said tummy ever. Lovely hair.
Sweet cheeks.
Beautiful.
The man.
Cool dude.
Captain. Oh, captain, my captain.
The boss.
Love of my life.
Eileena.
Milko.
Isles, my love.
Lenny.
Lenny?
Yep.
The love of my life.
Alan.
Wifey.
Tonts.
Staple.
The glue.
The Bostic.
The front line.
The bond.
The best ever.
The guru.
Manny's funky bunch.
No way, you're making them up. You're making that up. That's not a real thing.
You called your wife Bostic. You can't, because I said the glue and you said Bostic.
I say it to Eileen every day. Hey,
Bostic.
My little tube of glue. I don't know who's won today, but there we go. That's verbal ping pong for a Friday. We're going to call Eileen later.
It was drunk verbal ping pong.
We're going to call Eileen later and tell her that she's a Bostic.
I'm going to save her in my phone as Bostic from now on.
Oh, no.
Oh, my cheeky little post-it note. Anyway, there we go.
In trouble for that one.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.